What have we got for you men tonight? Why, we've got a lot of the hottest heart ever shot out of the pot. We've got a lolly load of glee, and by any other name, it's still Jubilee. Hey now, gang, drop what you're doing and go back to rack and ruin on this mellow 30 of Jubilee. Now, this is George Dvorak, Dr. Dvorak, with a prescription for your bouncy virus. And if you feel logy and under the weather, just take 4 doses together of the tassels we're about to tether. Then lie back and let the good times roll, and they'll come on with the Hollywood Four Blazes, Harry Babison and his orchestra, and Big Gate Jackson Tea Garden. Well, that's the story, and here's old Jubilee's boss of things to be, Mr. Gene Norman, your MC.
I thank you, George. Well, here we are on the brink of another barcarole of Barrel House. The specs are waiting to bar with a spot, so let's lay it down. First up in beating the solids are a fine collection of Key Club boys who bat you right now with a couple of double F's. I mean, Harry Babison and his orchestra. Well, that was a potent combination of three-cornered allegro, a little thing called Four Brothers. The brother Babison says he passed by Woody Herman's recording session. There were such things, you know. And heard this tune being purveyed by the herd. He memorized all the sharps and flats and put it in the Babison book. And someday he hopes to sell it back to Woody under the title The Four Brothers with the Three Eyes. But for right now, we roll out our special Jubilee carpet for a little rundown of notes from the Hollywood Four Blazers.
We know you're wondering what it's all about. Bluey type of rhythm just to knock you out.
That was Blue Dip, played and sung for you by the Vine Street Barbershop Quartet, the Hollywood Four Blazers. Well, now we're getting ready to get set and getting ready to go with something like this. Than which there is none other, Jack Teagarden. I say, Brother Jackson. Attaboy, lay down the pump now and get these to hand so we can dispense with the necessary Webster and get on with the music. What's with you?
Hi, James. Hello, gang. Oh, I got to sing some happy blues tonight, I guess, on the jubilee.
Well, happy blues? How's that, Mr. Jackson?
Well, I got a letter here from a gang of guys who want me to play my horn and sing out some real soft and happy like, you know.
Well, Jack, you mind if I read the letter?
Don't mind a bit. Here it is, James.
It's quite a letter, too. It says, Gentlemen of Jubilee, I'm writing this letter on behalf of the company. We were all present at a recent Jubilee session in the barracks when Jack Teagarden was on. The fellows of the 3758th Transport Truck Company, 177 strong, think he's real great. So here's a petition to get him back on Jubilee real soon. I'm only sending a small number of names. The letter is signed George Romeo Wynn.
So for James Lover Pierce and Orlando Curly Hunt, John Jiving Sanford, Floyd Hart Comer, Irving Jug Harrison, Lorenzo Casanova Davis, and Daniel Dashing Deadweiler. Now, here's something I hope you like. St. James Infirmary.
Sat down along my table, So cold, so still, so bare. Let her go, let her go, God bless her. Wherever she may be, wherever she may be, she can look this whole wide world all over. She'll never find another man like me. Now when I die, I want you to dress in straight black shoes, a bobsled coat and a satin hat. Put a $20 gold piece on my watch chain, so the boys will know I died standing fast.
Here's another old favorite. It's called Baby, Won't You Please Come Home?
Won't you please come home? 'Cause you left me all alone. I have tried in vain, nevermore to call your name. Oh, when you left, you broke my heart. I pray no more we'll ever part. Every hour of the day you can hear me say, baby, won't you please come home, come on home. Baby, won't you please come home?
Twice the top man on the trombone, Jack Teagarden, making his round of old Jubilee, giving the boys at APO 742 something to shout about. So, Harry Babison and his potential philharmonics take the cue now and give everybody the business with When You Smile.
When you're smiling,
Thank you, gentlemen. That'll not only keep us smiling, but make the squares get their edges trimmed, knocking into the good and gone. Well, it's time to heat old Hot Horn Hall with four fancy Fahrenheits called the Four Blazers. They belt you now with Eager Beaver. Gentlemen, the Hollywood Four Blazers with Eager Beaver. Well, tomorrow at this time, Jack Teagarden, the master of the tram, will be on his way to Nice, France, along with Louis Armstrong and company, to be featured at a special jazz festival in France. For his last time stateside tonight, Jack is going to do the blues. It has no name in particular. It's just a very blue kind of blues. Mr. T.
Thank you.
Steve from deep in the heart of Texas. The pride of Vernon, Texas, Jackson T. Garden with the blues. Tram it on. Well, I'm afraid we're down to the nubs on this here session of Jubilee. The old grandfather clock down the hall is swinging to the end. And that's what we mean when we go out with a happy bit of advice from Harry Babison in this fine little combo. What more can we say than wrap your troubles in dreams? The last of the best. Another fine old Jubilee spins out and away. But we'll be back in the same old beat this time next week, gang, from McCormick General Hospital in Pasadena, California. It's been a solid 30 with the Hollywood Four Blazers, Jack Teagarden, Harry Babison's orchestra. And now this is Gene Norman speaking for everyone here on stage, saying goodbye, good luck, and we'll be waiting for you.
United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.